Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show, so be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our Easter Sunday morning edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. They've got internet access. All you got to do is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. You can look for us on Facebook, too, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And, gosh, there's some great stuff to see there. And, golly, happy Easter, everyone. And we are giving you, with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen here in the studio, your Easter Sunday gift of free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. And boy, we had a really good time with Sue in Redmond and with her and Barney, and we hope to hear from you too. You left us on the love train, Nathan. So does that mean we had phone callers, or do you need to? Apparently, never mind. He's back on the phone again now. So I'm assuming kind of we may be going to the phones fairly soon. So Where are we on...
Let's see. I'm trying to figure out where we're headed to. Does a place like maybe...
Well, you don't even have to take us there yet.
Does that look familiar to
you? Oh, hey! Hey, we got Stacy! Happy birthday! Happy Easter! Happy are you in Monaco?
Bonjour. I'm in Monaco. And I guess you could see, but there's the little hills behind there.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and then the Mediterranean is out there.
Wow.
You can see, yeah.
So it looks on you're on the balcony of where you're staying,
Of our hotel, yes. So we got to Monaco yesterday. We've been at Nice and Cannes and Saint-Tropez. It's been beautiful.
All right, now I got to know the important stuff, Stacy. It's 10:07 in the morning here. What time is it there?
So it's 7 o'clock.
A.M.?
P.M.
P.M. Okay, so it's evening there, 7 p.m. All right.
Evening, 7 p.m. And it's European, so you don't eat dinner till like 9 o'clock. Eating dinner at 7 is like, yes, you don't do that. So we walked around the whole city, I think, today. And
we're
just waiting, a little chilling a little bit. I thought, oh, I'll give you a call since I'm...
Now, is it Easter there too?
It's Easter. We went to Mass in French. I don't know if you could see, there's a little church behind me.
Oh,
you can see the little
steeple.
So it's right near our hotel. And so it was all in French. So it was great.
Now I know you greeted us in French. Do you speak?
I took French a little bit. I took it in high school for several years. So certain words I can, you know, kind of remember. And but a lot of people speak English here too, so it's been fun. But we try to, you know, and they kind of appreciate when you try.
Do you find that it's coming back to you now that you're there and with people that speak French?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely, certain words you know what they're saying. You know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun.
No, I know
you're getting it.
I took Spanish in school, and when, you know, times I'd been around Spanish speaking people, I found I could understand, or I could speak a little bit, and I could understand, except that the natives that spoke Spanish spoke so fast, I couldn't understand.
Right.
So I'd have to slow down. But most, I would assume most people now speak English, right?
They usually will. You know, and they appreciate, though, if you try, you know. So it's kind of fun. We've been enjoying it.
All right. Yeah. Well, gosh, it looks absolutely beautiful there.
Yeah,
and Nathan's
so
back
nice.
In the room, but Stacy went to Easter Mass there in Monaco.
Uh-huh.
The church really close.
And you see the little church over there, Nathan? Yeah, kind of in the back there.
I think I see it there. I'm looking for it.
Yeah.
Well, Nathan, Stacy where you went last night?
I went to the St. Anthony Easter Vigil, and it's funny that you're talking about the Spanish and English, because they did the hybrid language mass, and a little Vietnamese was thrown in there too as well.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I've gone to that. Oh, you're a real Catholic. You went to Easter Vigil. That's the long mass.
Yeah, it's enduring.
Yeah.
Well, no, he didn't complain at all. I mean, he thought it was wonderful. But
yeah, it's beautiful. It's just, you know, really long. They say true Catholics go to the Easter Vigil.
Well, I remember in the past it used to be like a midnight mass too. Now it's been pushed a little earlier to start at
earlier.
8.
Starts at 8? And so how long did it last?
It's about a two-hour service.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, so Nathan covered the bases for you, Stacy. He went to your church.
Thank you.
So you're good.
Right.
And you went over there. So I think you guys are all good.
Yep. But, yeah.
All right, so how long are you staying? How long are you going to be there?
Two more days. We'll be here till Tuesday. Fly back Tuesday night.
And are you staying in Monaco, or are you traveling elsewhere?
Yeah, we're staying in Monaco. We're going to go to Menton tomorrow, which is a city outside of here, and then to Ventimiglia, which is actually Italy. So that'll be part of Italy, too. So
I need to know, have you driven on the racetrack yet? Or parts of the
racetrack? No, we haven't driven on it. We didn't get a car, but we walked all over it.
There you go.
But people drive fast cars here just to drive their Lamborghini. I've never seen so many Ferraris on the street in my life.
Wow.
Or really? Lamborghinis. I mean, everybody's got one. They just want to drive it around.
Wow. Well, now I know that Monaco was kind of on your bucket list, someplace you've always wanted to go. So now,
was
it worth it? Is it all you thought it would be and all of that?
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, and beautiful. Even my kids thought it was like, oh my God, this is just beautiful.
So highly recommended trip for anybody that's been thinking about going over.
The whole French Riviera, you know, like Nice and Cannes and Saint-Tropez. We went wine tasting in Saint-Tropez. That's beautiful.
Wow. Wow. Any issues with traveling or anything? How is your flights and all of that?
So far, so good. Yep. Just got to get back home. And then, but coming over here is great.
Direct flight
to London. Yeah.
I'm just saying, how fun is this that we get to hear from Stacey? And we just did the Love Train at 10 o'clock, and we all went to Monaco. We joined you. You had sent us pictures, so we had the pictures. So me and Dr. Nils and Linda, we were dancing in Monaco for Easter with you. So
and Martha, you like this? Princess Grace's rose garden is right down there, but the roses aren't in bloom yet.
That's beautiful. Stacy knows I love flowers, and that's all I post a lot, you know, flowers and pretty trees. And so she sent me pictures of flowers from over there. Very cool.
So,
and it looks like there's some white tents or something back there.
Yeah, I think there's like a kids area that, like a carnival at times.
Yeah,
it's kind of closed right now. Because it's not quite the tourist season. I think they say that in a couple of months it'll be really busy here. Like in May.
Right. How is the temperature there right now? Did you ask that already?
No, I got the time. Yeah, what's the temperature?
It's been in the 60s. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
60, low 60s, so sunny and low 60s. So
I assume you probably had to convert over from Celsius.
Yeah, yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for checking in.
I just wanted to say hi.
Giving us an on-site report, our reporter in the field. Monaco is fabulous this time of year, and have a great rest of your trip.
All right.
Yeah, great trip and safe travels home and all of that. And I assume we'll see you next Sunday, will we?
I'll be there next Sunday.
Fabulous. Fabulous.
Granted, I decide to leave. I don't know. Maybe I'll just stay for a while.
Well, I know you'll let me know if you decide you're not coming home. Now, because I don't tank and Bagman had to stay home, right? You have to come home. You have kids.
And we've been counting every Frenchie we see. We've got up to 19 we've seen now.
Oh, wow. Well, now,
every time we see one, we start counting.
Are there more French bulldogs over there than there are in the States? Or do you think we have more? They're just called bulldogs?
I don't know. Are they just called bulldogs over there, Stacey?
They're Frenchies. They're French bulldogs.
Okay.
No, still French. So, since we've gotten here, how many days? 5 days. We've seen 19 of them. So there's a lot of them here.
Quite a few. And then would that mean way more than the other breeds of dogs that you're seeing?
Lots of Chihuahuas.
Okay.
A lot of people have dogs. Like they take their dogs everywhere. Restaurant, in the store, everywhere. Everybody's got a dog.
So we have to make this count so you can deduct the phone call. See, it's really business. Yeah. Okay. So Chihuahuas more and so. Frenchies seem to be it in Monaco.
Chihuahuas, Frenchies, yeah.
All right.
Lots of them.
Okay.
All right. Well, you guys have a good day.
You have a wonderful rest of your trip.
All right.
And happy Easter. And we'll see you next week.
Happy Easter.
God bless.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Au revoir. All right.
Au revoir.
Bye.
Au
revoir.
Wow. How cool is that? Ooh. All right. I have to get back on track here.
Well, that'll make it easy with a phone call waiting on the line.
Oh, so we have somebody besides Stacy on the phone. Okay, so I guess we are going to stay with the zones. So who and where are we going, Nathan?
We are going to welcome back Diane from Bellevue, back to Animal World, looking for a treatment for herself today.
Hey, Diane, welcome back to Animal World.
Thank you. Good morning. Happy Easter, everybody.
Yeah, happy Easter to you, too. Did you get to hear our call with Stacy?
Oh, yes.
Isn't that fun? Oh, I'm just so sorry we can't share all the pictures and stuff with you. And of course, she was on Zoom with us, so we could see, from her balcony and all of that. Anyway, pretty cool.
Gorgeous.
So, happy Easter, Diane.
Thank you.
Just let Dr. Nils and Linda know what you need help with today.
Sure. I'm calling for a tune-up. Still healing from my health event, so thought I'd get a little tune-up this morning.
Sounds good. So We'll hand you, and I know we usually, Linda will take over with you, and then Dr. Nails, I assume you're going to tune in and do some double whammy here.
I was getting intruded on by Theo, however.
So. Oh, Theo!
Theo, I was thinking, I don't know if Theo and Whiskers are doing okay.
Well, apparently they're tapping Dr. Nails to say, hello, don't forget about us.
Whiskers deferred, but Theo is like all over that. So I'm
okay. So Whisker's good. Theo needs a tune up. Yeah. So Dr. Nails is going to tune up Theo. And Sue, Linda gets to take over with Diane.
All right. Thank you.
Hi, Diane.
Hi.
So I invite you to think about the health event. Just let it come into your mind. Allow any awareness for how you feel as you are thinking about that health event.
Thinking about the health problem.
And then set that aside and think about the feeling of ruthless.
Yeah, ruthless. That's an interesting word.
And then we're going to replace ruthless with the feeling of tranquility. And as you are thinking tranquility, let your mind provide an image that resonates with the feeling of tranquility. Whatever it is that you imagine you would see that feels like tranquility. And add to that the number 2. Your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And take a deep breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can. Letting yourself get a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking tranquility 2.
Diane, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right. Taking in a deep breath and holding it as long as you comfortably can, letting it out and replacing that breath anytime you need to, all the while thinking tranquility and the number 2. Tranquility 2.
Perfect. Good job, Diane. Go ahead and breathe normally with your eyes open, just gently letting your head tip forward, tucking the chin. And then just let your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bring that health event back into your thoughts, allowing awareness of how you feel right now. And that is complete. And your affirmation will be just the feeling of tranquility. So you'll just be thinking tranquility and allowing that feeling to just sink into you. So just multiple times think tranquility. And if you have an image that works really well to make you feel like there's even more tranquility, bring that into it as well.
Very nice. And as I told you all earlier, you know, make sure that when Linda's working with someone here on the air, follow along with what she's saying, and you can get a circuit balancing and healing. And it's really interesting because I follow along as much as I can. And when you said find the image of tranquility, what came into my mind, just immediately it was there, was a photo I saw on Facebook yesterday and of a pond with beautiful water lilies and pink water lilies all over and just this lovely. Anyway, that was in my mind. It was like, yes, that did feel like tranquility. It is tranquility. So that was the image. I got a pond with water lilies and pink lilies, and it was absolutely beautiful and tranquil. And speaking of that, how did you do with Theo, Dr. Nell?
Yes, Theo, Kitty Theo, for those who don't know who Theo is. Anyway, Theo did need a basic reset. It's a Rasmussen reset. You know, point in the middle of the side of the neck and a point down at the bottom of the rib cage. And it just helps reset the fight or flight system, puts them back on an even keel. And it can help with things like digestion as opposed to just only being like for calming, because when you're in fight or flight, digestion takes a back seat. So when we reset, oftentimes the digestion will improve as well.
Wonderful. All right, Diane, how are you feeling?
Oh, I feel more peaceful now, and thank you for that tune-up and the energy, and Theo thanks you as well.
All right, so Diane, I'm not going to say goodbye to you, and thank you for calling us, because you know that Nathan's wearing two hats.
Yes.
And apparently someone, you know, there's other callers coming in, and he's gone into the other studio. So he's on the phone, and I have no control over how to end your call and start a new one or do anything like that. So let's.
He's a magician today.
Yep. So we are at the mercy of Nathan when he comes back in. It looks like he's just getting a call squared away at the moment. So maybe Nails, you want to check in again with Whiskers to see if he wants a tune-up while we're waiting?
I double-checked on Whiskers. He's deferring. He says, I just feel wonderful, and I'm so glad you're helping out Theo. And And it's not like Theo needed a total reworking. He just needed the little update to settle him just right.
Whiskers is kicked back in his basket. They both have little baskets they like.
All right, looks
so
like
he's
Nathan
kicked
is
back
coming
on the
back.
Table in his basket, saying, Life is good.
All right.
Okay, Master Nathan, we have a little technical questions for you. What do we do when you're in the other room and we're done with a phone call and we want to move on?
Well, you'll probably just hear a loud click come through when the person hangs up, but that's about it.
All right. Well, so anyway, we just chatted with Diane until you came back to join us. So live radio is so much fun, isn't it? Anyway, Diane, thank you so much for calling in, and happy Easter and many Easter
blessings to you.
God bless.
Everyone.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. See, because, you know, I can't take another call, but I couldn't run ads because that's what we needed to do. So anyway, isn't this fun? So we need to. Now, I assume you were chatting away, so we probably have phone calls. However, you phone callers are going to have to just be a little bit more patient so we can sneak in our advertisers and make sure we stay on the air, because without them, there is no show. So we'll take care of our advertisers, and then we'll come right back to the phones. Dr. Nils Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen in the house, free remote treatments for you and or your animal friends. And we will continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching midway through the second hour of our Easter Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Let's see when we heard from, I'd say, you know, if you're doing something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. So if you're interested, just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And then, of course, we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen, and you can reach him through his website, healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free telephone evaluation, and so you go to the website, click on the contact link, fill out the little form, tell him you want to talk, and he'll arrange a phone call. And you can chat about whatever's going on with the folks and their animals and figure out how you can best serve them.
I did update my homepage. So,
your website.
Two things you can do when you hit my page.
Yeah.
But the one that you want to do is go down and hit the quick response button. It's called now. And it's easy enough to figure out. It's the one where you get to talk to me shortly. You just put in your information, I get back to you.
Sounds really great. And then I just wanted to mention, you also have a YouTube channel, Nels Rasmussen.
Yes.
And you post all kinds of phenomenal before and after sequences of the animals you work on. And then every once in a while on Sundays, sometimes you send out an email
right
with a specific video. But you've been focusing on cats, and you sent a compilation of, I think, seven cats some paralyzed, some just with real shaky, wobbly rear ends. And a really good point you made is that, you know, you don't see as many cats as you do dogs, but that's pretty much because the cat owners don't necessarily know that you can help them too. So,
right,
really important, because you do a lot of work with cats.
I do, right? And cats are so resilient. It's interesting in terms of when people call me and they say, I have this, you know, 6-month-old or a year old cat, and it's got this horrible problem. Like it can't walk all of a sudden, mysteriously. I have to say, I don't know what's going on there. I think they like have spinal cord infections or something, because I've only helped like one out of many people who've contacted me. But if you got a middle-aged to older cat that's got these problems, well, that's accumulated stress, and I can help that. But these really young ones, they've got something really weird going on.
Wow, so, that's weird.
Yeah. So my recommendation, if you got a really young one with a terrible problem, get to your vet fast.
Yeah. Okay. The old ones, though, you can help for sure.
Yeah, I can help them get their act back together and get some more energy.
All right. Well, who knew Easter Sunday would be so busy on the phone? I mean, usually, the calls are slow enough that Nathan isn't having to really, but he's talking really soft when he answers the phone, because he has to do it in here. So anyway, we better get another phone call going so he can go get the other whatever else is going on in the other room, because boy, is he earning his money today. All right. Thank you, Nathan, for all of this tap dancing. Stacy appreciates it. Of course, I don't think she cares. She's in Monaco. Anyway, but she cares enough to check in. So we are headed next. We're going to Manchester. And Carol, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. Hey, Carol.
Good morning.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you.
All right. Yeah. So what can Dr. Nels and Linda do for you today?
All righty. The last time I spoke with was last month. Dr. Nels was working on my dislocated thumb and also on my kitty.
Okay.
Well, how did that go?
Well, let's see. That's why I'm calling. My thumb is pretty much the same, and the kitty, as far as his Velcro, you know, he's my Velcro cat. Right?
What's your kitty's name?
Caillou.
Caillou. Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
And Caillou, for our listening audience, looks like...
Yeah, what color is he?
He looks like a Maine Coon. He's dark brown with some, you know, black areas, and yeah.
Okay.
He's pretty big. Yeah.
Big guy, Caillou.
Yeah.
And anything specific going on with him?
Well, he likes to do the lap sitting thing, and then he follows me all over all the time, so that's why I call him the Velcro cat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, are you wanting to kind of curb that and have him be less Velcro-y? Yeah,
definitely.
Okay. Then this, before I turn you over, you got to get a lecture from Aunt Martha.
Oh.
Thought directs energy. Yeah. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. If you want to shift this behavior, you must never call him the Velcro kitty anymore.
Uh-oh.
Okay, that's like doing an affirmation and making it happen more. Because you're putting your... So, we got to think of another nickname that you could call him, like Mr. Independence.
That's funny you said that. That's the exact phrase that came to my mind.
Was that, what did you get, Independent?
Mr. Independence.
Mr. You got the same thing?
Exactly.
Whoa! The show's over. We are absolutely in tune. Gosh, how cool is that? Okay, so call him Mr. Independence. Whether you believe it or not, we just act as if, but that may shift some of the energy. Because as long as you hold that he's the Velcro kitty and say it.
Yeah.
You help it to happen. So now, Mr. Independence, Dr. Nels, you have tuned in here to
Mr. Independence himself, Caillou.
Yep, and so you're working on him. So, Carol, would you like a session with Linda?
Sure, I would love one.
All righty, so Linda, it's all in your hands now.
Okay, well, good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Linda.
So, I was checking in with your energy while you were talking, and so I'm going to have you begin by thinking, I believe I am loved. Mm. I believe I am loved.
Mm-hmm.
And then set that aside and focus on the feeling of cherish.
Hmm. Cherish.
Cherish and the number 3. And your eyes are closed and looking up at the left side of your forehead. And I'm going to invite you to do some very slow, deep breathing in and out as you're thinking cherish 3 and looking at the left side of your forehead with your closed eyes.
All right, Carol, your eyes are closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the left side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep breathing in and out, thinking cherish and the number 3. Cherish 3. Cherish 3.
Slow. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and breathe normally. And with your eyes open, Carol, just gently tip your head forward, tucking the chin, looking down at the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then think, I believe I am loved.
Okay.
And that is complete. Good job.
Thank you.
And the affirmation is, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of cherish. And you'll want to let yourself notice all the different things that you cherish, the things that are tiny little daily things and great big things that you cherish.
Okay.
And then we'll always want to remember, folks, when Linda gives you an affirmation, the wording is actually important. So you stick with the actual wording she gives you. You don't change it like I might do. You stay with what it is. So I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of cherish.
Mm-hmm.
That will bring the energy back or keep it going. Yeah. And then so let's shift to Dr. Nels and his work on Mr. Independence.
Yes.
What do we need to know or what can you share with us?
He needed a... Again, a reset with the fight-flight system primarily. There was a little bit of other stuff going on and hard to, quantify, what is it I'm working on sometimes. But there was a little bit more than just the fight-flight reset going on. So we got them all tuned up and energy's flowing.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right, Carol. So you and Mr. Independence, Caillou, are all tuned up. And I hope you have a lovely Easter Sunday afternoon, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again next month to find out if Mr. Independence is showing himself.
You're right. Is it possible that Dr. Nels could recheck my thumb, my left thumb?
Oh, that's right. That's because Linda wasn't here last month.
There is that.
Okay,
Let's tell you what. Here's what we're going to do. I want you to, it's your left thumb, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. First, I want you to pinch your right thumb and your little finger, put the tips of your right thumb and your little finger together and kind of pinch them a little bit. Okay, and I'm muscle testing to see how that is, and it's working fine. So now pinch the left thumb and the left little finger together and give that a little pinch. Okay, and that, does it hurt when you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's interesting because there's no energy break here when I'm doing the test. So that tells me that what Linda is doing, that the emotional side of it is more important than the physical side of it. It's the emotions that are rerouting your energy in such a way as to mess with your thumb.
Right.
So Linda was, you know, she's looking for what's the big thing when she's doing it. You know, what's the thing that is right out there hanging out? It's, we call it the low-hanging fruit.
Right.
You know, and those are the things that are often also messing with our physical well-being. Mm-hmm. So stick with those affirmations, because if you if you focus on the vibration that Linda's suggesting, that helps your whole energy field, which trickles down to the physical things.
Yeah, because you just confirmed that by checking that there was nothing that needed to be done.
Physically, the thumb energy is working good, so you just got to keep your whole energy picture balanced, and doing what Linda was suggesting is the great way to
Linda
do that.
I think Linda wanted to add something.
Another thing, just to, because sometimes it helps to know that we are, when we have a concern that, you know, because it's uncomfortable, you could take that left thumb hand and just gently place it over the center of your chest and place the other hand gently on top of it. And then when you're thinking your affirmation, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of cherish, then just take a deep breath in and feel this energy of cherish traveling through that whole area of your hand that's of concern to you, and it's all coming into the heart. And then exhale and feel the energy of the heart coming out and just bathing that whole area as you're focusing on grateful and thankful for the feeling of cherish. And that way, sometimes psychologically it helps if we know that we're paying attention to a certain body part. So you can do that as often as you like, but just keep the affirmation going.
Wonderful. Oh. That's a great little ritual for you to do.
Oh, that's fantastic.
All right, now you have to call us back next month because we need a report on all this stuff.
For sure.
Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you guys so
much.
You're
welcome, and happy Easter. Blessings to you, and thanks for calling Animal World.
Okay, right. Blessings to you folks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Nathan, it looks like it's time for advertisers. Do we have people waiting?
We'll be going to Seattle and speaking with Datina after the break.
All right, hold on to your phone line. We'll take care of our advertisers, and you're the next phone call, so stay right where you are, everybody. Oh, and do we have some open lines?
Yes.
Okay, if you want to grab one, 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. Animal World continues. Dr. Nels Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen here, doing free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. And we continue straight ahead right here at Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we're on the downside of the second hour of our Easter Sunday edition. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, oh, we heard from our wonderful Natasha Venter, and she, of course, is our communicator and personal awareness coach, medium, psychic person sort of thing. And she's usually here on the third Sunday of the month. And as of right now, everything is as it should be for next week. And Natasha and I will be here. Whether or not she'll be in the studio with us, I don't know that yet. That decision's usually made towards the last minute when we get close to the show as to whether or not she can make the drive down. Otherwise, she'll be zooming in. And Stacy, of course, will have winged her way back from Monaco. And so we'll have her for a wonderful report on her wonderful trip. And we will be taking your calls and all of that good stuff. And you can check Natasha out in the meantime. It's Natasha Venter, and her website is angelicclarifications.com, angelicclarifications.com. And Mondays and Wednesdays at 4 o'clock, she does a podcast that you can find on her YouTube channel, which is Natasha Venter, Angelic Clarifications. 4 p.m. on Mondays, 4 p.m. on Wednesdays for her podcast. And, of course, she's available for private readings. And you can give her a call to set that up, 360-770-2836. 360-770-2836. And I'm remembering now that, gosh, Linda, when we talked about you last hour, I neglected to say, and I checked to be sure, you continue to offer a free session anyone, any new patients that want to try it out. Mm-hmm. And all I have to do is ask.
That's right.
And so remember, you can check Linda out at verticalenergyworldwide.com, or you can just call or text her at the number I give you. And you can set up a free session with her remotely or in person. Mm-hmm. So how cool is that? Take advantage of her before she comes to her senses. So the number you call to schedule this freebie is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And then remember our sound healer, Jude Ponton. The Whispering Dragon Center is in her home now in Shoreline. Fabulous. It's a great location. Fabulous energy. You can work with her in person or remotely. And, I mean, remote is fine, but it, in person really makes a difference here with so you can see and really actually feel the gongs and the acutonics forks and all of that sort of stuff. So give her a call, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then. We are going back to the phones, right? And gosh, if you told me where we're going, I didn't write it down and I spaced it, but I don't think you told me.
I got it.
Do you know where we're going?
We're going to see Bettina in Seattle.
Oh, that's right. We're going to Bettina in Seattle. Hey, how about that? Everybody's on top of this but the host. You know, okay. Hey, Bettina, welcome to Animal World and happy Easter.
Happy Easter, and good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
Morning, and what can Dr. Nels and Linda help you with today?
Well, I'm calling for Luna and Skeeter, as per usual, and myself. Skeeter, in the last, I'll say, 3 weeks, has received 4 different shots, 2 from a vet and 2 from an emergency vet.
Ooh.
So I want to check him and have him reset. He went for his wellness 3 weeks ago, and they gave him the rabies and another shot that I now realize that I could have refused. And then
these were vaccinations he got?
Yes, yes.
And how old is Skeeter?
He's about 6.
Okay. And so these were like annual vaccinations that they give, like for feline distemper, panleukopenia, that sort of thing?
Yes, the distemper one, which I found out he doesn't have to get every time, but I do keep up on the rabies shots.
Yeah, and the rabies is technically every 3 years,
because
that's the law, but you need to know about vaccines, and I have this from just very accurate sources. We've been over vaccinating animals from the get-go, because there's so much money in it. As of right now, even the veterinary community has changed, and is lightening up, and the veterinary schools even these days recommend the annual vaccines every 3 years, no longer once a year. Okay, but I find that a lot of local vets have not changed their procedure, and they still send out the reminders, and they still tell you to vaccinate every year. Mm-hmm. When I confront them on that and say, hey, this is not protocol anymore, it's not necessary, it's overdoing it, their answer is, well, my clients expect me to remind them and do it every year. And then I say, excuse me, you're the doctor, you're the vet, you're supposed to educate them that it's no longer necessary to do this often. Start sending out a reminder for wellness exams and come in for the checkup. Because that's a good thing to do, but you don't have to do the vaccines all the time. So you're right, and I'll tell you that I vaccinate my animals. I give them their series as puppies and kittens, then boost out over a year, and then I don't ever vaccinate them again, unless I have to for rabies and all of that.
A friend of mine just told me about a titer test.
Yes, you can run a blood titer test to find out if they have immunity. But also, I'm going to sideline here for you, just so y'all have some information about when to do the titer testing and so forth. The titers as to how immune animals are to the diseases depends on seasonally. Now, I'll tell you what I know is a colleague, a very famous trainer that's really into holistic and alternative stuff. And by the way, Dr. Nels is already working on Skeeter. Is that you're working on Skeeter? So he's already working on him. She's very into holistic stuff, and all natural stuff, and didn't vaccinate. Well, and this has been probably a couple decades ago, or at least that she started doing this. She didn't vaccinate her dogs, but yet because she was such a famous trainer and she traveled all over the country and does lectures and all that sort of stuff, she regularly titer tested her dogs for immunity to the contagious diseases. Well, what she found out is that during the winter time and so forth, with the weather and all of that, she didn't travel. She stayed home. She didn't do seminars and teaching, and she stayed home with her animals, and they pretty much just hung, you know, out at home. Well, the titers went way down during the winter and so forth. Then as the weather got better in spring, she'd start to travel. They'd be going out with the animals more and around, and the titers would go up and up and up, and by the time, you know, you got to the summer and we're out and around all over, they had had enough, apparently, exposure in what they're doing that their titers were all up and great again. So I would say if you were going to titer, I would titer, you know, like during the summer time when they're most outside or whatever, or in their runs and so forth. But you certainly can do the titers to determine whether or not you want to vaccinate.
Okay, that's great. Thank
but
you.
I wouldn't do it any more than every 3 years.
Okay, got it, yeah.
And even then...
Yeah, and it is expensive.
Yeah. But going in once a year to your vet to get a wellness check is a good thing, because they'll find things maybe you don't and that sort of thing. It's always a good thing to check them out, but it doesn't mean you have to vaccinate them.
Right, and that's what I'm more than happy to do.
So do you think, did Skeeter have a reaction to these vaccines? Is that what started this?
Well, he was sore the day after, which I think is normal, but then when I was traveling... with my dogs a week later, and either something bit him or he ate a bug, because I woke up, he was retching, and if you're a dog owner or cat owner, that's the quickest sound that gets you out of bed, and his face was swollen, and so I had to bring him to an emergency vet, and they gave him a steroid, which I didn't agree with, you know, like.
Oh, but that's what you do for an allergic reaction like that. That's absolutely the right thing to do.
Okay. And they also gave him a strong antihistamine.
Yeah, antihistamine. But a steroid is what is often necessary to knock down that inflammation.
Okay.
See, and just know steroids. See, everybody thinks you hear steroids. What's the major reaction is usually, oh, they're bad. No, bad, bad, bad. Well, steroids are basically cortisol. And what you need to know is there's nothing wrong with cortisol. It is a hormone that we naturally have to have in our bodies, but it has to be in balance just like everything else. So too much is a problem, not enough is a problem, but cortisol and or a steroid type drug is an anti-inflammatory and calms things down. And if you listen to all the years about the Plechner syndrome and talking to Dr. Plechner and all he learned about this, it's a good thing. And that is how we treat these endocrine immune imbalances that so seriously mess up mammals. And it's treated with cortisol. So it can be a very good thing. And I keep some on my cabinet all the time. I have this there's an allergic reaction or something. You know, sometimes you can do a little Benadryl for them, and that. But that usually isn't enough. And you want an intense allergic reaction like that, you want them on steroids right away. And I can tell you the first vet I worked for was from when I was like 10 to when I was about 11 years. I started at 15. He was big into steroids. Now, this was, of course, way back when in the dark ages, you know, and we didn't know as much as we know now. But I can't tell you how many animals that absolutely should have been dead that he saved. And I was one of the first vet techs in the state at that time, and I lived a block away from the hospital. And the vet I worked for lived across the lake in Bellevue, and the clinic was in Seattle, Madison Park. And so he didn't want to come over in the middle of the night for emergencies. And there were no such things as emergency clinics and all that stuff back in the dark ages. We had to do our own. So I was the emergency tech. I'm the one that woke up in the middle of the night. And I'm the one that had to go over to the hospital. And then he'd tell me what to do over the phone. Well, when an animal was hit by a car, you know, and just, you know, and it was a death doorstep, they'd come in. He would have me inject steroids, IV, like, I mean, boatloads of it.
Wow.
I really mean boatloads of it. And, oh, my God, Bettina, you wouldn't imagine the miracles that I saw.
Wow.
Now, one boxer, I'll tell you the one I remember most, a boxer, it was a white boxer. The first time it came in, they belonged to some wealthy people that had a big Cadillac. Anyway, they were backing out, and they backed over the dog, drove right over him. And then back and forth three times, they drove over this dog.
Jeez.
Okay. So he's about as almost as dead as he could be, but he's still alive. And, you know, back anyway, in they come. My God, this vet pulled him through, and it was all steroids. And then, of course, I worked for the first orthopedic surgeon in the area, had to put him back together. Well, darned, if they didn't do the same thing to the dog a few years later, same thing saved him. We saved him both times. But I can tell you, stories like that over and over again. But the key that got, now they no longer treat animals like that in the trauma situation, or very few vets know to do that. But if I were still in that business and that, I actually love steroids. I saw hundreds of animals be saved with them and all of it. So I don't have any fear with it, which is why I was more open to the Pleckner stuff than many. So anyway, just like anything else, it can be good or bad. And look at that. I'm talking us through everything. But anyway, I thought it was good information for you. So don't get stuck in the steroids are bad. Sometimes that can be a problem, but sometimes they're good. So, okay. How's Skeeter?
All right. So, Skeeter did need a good tune-up. There was a lot out of balance there. And I was connecting points, chest points, abdomen points, all kinds of stuff. So, things got pretty scrambled with that reaction. So,
yeah.
We got energy sorted and moving again for Skeeter. And I checked into Luna, and I didn't find anything I needed to be done.
All right, Luna's good. All right.
Oh, that's good. That's good, because she's on a new eating plan to lose a couple of pounds, and we're walking more. So she's a little, like, feed me all the time.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But I'm glad she's
on the hungry side.
Yes.
Well, it's good. It's better to have them a little hungry and take a little extra weight off so that their physical bodies are in better shape. Now, normally I'd turn you over to Linda and let her do a session with you, but I talk so much that we've got to close out this hour and love train and stuff. Would you like to hold on, Bettina, so Linda can do a session with you? Because if you want to wait and love train with us over the top of the hour, then we can pick you up on the other side and Linda can work on you, and then we'll go to our other callers. Does that sound good? All righty. So we'll put Bettina on hold. Temporarily, have we got others besides Bettina? Okay, so Bettina will hang and love train with us, and we'll start up with her in the next hour. If you would like to grab a line, you can certainly do that. And local number is 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Just remember the one. All righty, we are good to go, and Love Train coming up. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up and get on the Love Train with us. And by the way, we're probably going back to Monaco because it's still raining and cloudy out here. Can't even tell if Seattle's here today. So we're going to head to Monaco, so join us on the Love Train, and let's go dance with Stacy in Monaco. All right, and we'll send the love and light all over the world. And I always energize up with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train. And it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Thank you.